this is not about, you know, players. It's not about owners. It's not about the NFL. It's about the issues. Spent a great deal of time in listening to our players. We've got about a dozen players who serve on a committee, if you will, that speak for all of the players, the entire team, and they have made it clear to us, you know, issues such as bail bond reform and social justice and community involvement, law enforcement accountability, just a variety of issues are very, very important to them.
For the team, it was about bringing up issues that need attention, and they do need attention. These activities were player-led. They handpicked the issues they felt needed the most attention and understanding. What I saw from all of this, empathy, as a coach, as a man, and as a teammate, and that is really powerful.
Players have that First Amendment right. We all have that First Amendment right to speak out and speak up on things as we see them. But we've asked them to convert that from protest to progress. And that's where we really want to measure ourselves. They brought attention to issues that are legitimate. We want to honor the American flag. We want players to stand. We want them to be at attention. We want their hand on their heart. We expect all those things because all of our military people, they deserve that for the commitments that they've made to service this country. We want to be able to focus on these issues, and we're all working together in that regard. And if we turn this into a political kind of football, if you will, it's not healthy because that becomes a real distraction to the work that we're trying to do together.
I really wanted to see what cops go through and, like, put my feet in their shoes. You know, we see things all over the internet, social media, but once you get in the scenario, like how I just was in, you kind of get their point of view of why they have their weapon drawn and why they're firing shots. They're telling you to comply and you're not. At the end of the day, they have to protect themselves and do their job. So, I mean, it was a real good experience.
You won't understand until you're in a certain situation. Those guys go through a lot as policemen. And I respect it. You know, it's hard because you could sometimes misjudge, you know, and you could be wrong or you could be right.
A lot of the players come from certain environments and certain, like, you know, their childhoods and how they're raised. Maybe I didn't have to go through those same struggles, but I would like to be as empathetic as possible and learn how they feel, what is their interaction with the police, and then see from the police point of view, what are the struggles and the situations that they encounter.
The communication between the police department and all these ride-alongs that we've done, we've had, I don't know, probably 15 players or so, myself, others, coach, have done these. And so you get to see the world through the lens of the police department and the stresses that they're under and the challenges that they're facing.
And a lot of this is just part of changing the narrative, and it's one of those things where these police officers, they're not warriors in our community, they're guardians, and they're part of our community, and just kind of learning from their perspective as well as, like, the perspective of those living in these tough situations. And so it's been a really eye-opening for me, and as well as just a great opportunity to kind of bring our community together.
The event that I participated in was at a Boys and Girls Club. And me growing up in the Boys and Girls Club, you know, who had a parent that was incarcerated, it kind of hit home for me. So me being able to go back and speak to those kids and really connect with them on a level, I think it really helped me out, and I'm sure it helped them out as well.
So, I mean, there's kids here that, you know, they want to be helped, they want to talk, they want somebody to listen to them. We personally talked about good interactions with police officers, and we talked about bad ones that we've had personally. These men have a job to do, and we talked about the best ways to go about just having a successful encounter. And then the police officer that was able to be there, present moment, and tell them from their point of view as well. And they're just as passionate as we are as players as far as getting back into the community and helping out. So that's where we all kind of connected, and we all just trying to help each other.
I headed up basically a collaboration of two high schools, Booker T and Mount Vernon. We had three students from each. And they came to Flowery Branch just to spend a day with us. And we just showed them how, you know, our locker room is, how tight the brotherhood is, and how, you know, no matter where you come from, you can all connect. And we just wanted to show them, like, you know, how diverse our locker room is. I mean, it was pretty cool just to see, you know, those kids, and, you know, they gelled together so quickly.
When you have the ability to see the other side of something, it gives you better perspective. Becoming more educated and having the experience certainly helped me have a better perspective of some issues. So there was significant progress made, and that's really what we set out to do.
A lot of people can say something, or it don't matter until you do something. And it's important to be willing and able to go out and, you know, walk the walk instead of just talk the talk. You can't sit there and, you know, complain about something, but you're not willing to put work in. So it's important for players to be ahead of that and to be the ones pushing that and putting that work in.
You know, we actually are doing much more than a lot of people think, and we try to do, you know, the best we can when we get a chance to do it. And we want to try to start small and try to work it to big, because maybe when we're teaching and maybe when we're going out into the communities and we teach one or two people, maybe they can go and teach one or two people, and we try to take it in that way.
These are not public relations events. These are life-changing events. There's no short-term fixes for them. They're long-term problems that will need long-term solutions. But they appreciate that we're behind the wheel with them. We're pushing equally behind them. They're putting in their time and their financial resources, and we're putting in our time and our financial resources. So it's a matching of a commitment to making a difference in these areas.
We'll be right back.